This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj,
Jeff Sandhu.
The rise of Netflix competitors has pushed consumers back towards piracy. We've asked you guys to feedback and let us know which streaming services you are using, why you choose to use them. We also said that we will keep you anonymous if you are using stuff that maybe not everybody knows about. We're going to run through some of our tweets, some of our WhatsApp messages. Arvind, do you want to start off with a couple of messages that we have?
Yeah, so these are from WhatsApp. This one comes from Kellen Tan, who says that in the end, someone will find a way to disrupt and consolidate all those streaming services, or users will be fed up and force service providers to merge. Mm. Then there's another message. We don't know who this is from. By the way, I'm having Netflix Singapore now, although it's more expensive, but I can get all the content uncensored. We also have this anonymously, who says that I use Putlocker. Hell, I even stream EPL for free and from other sites. Then we have a few tweets. This one is from Jumat, who says that she subscribes to Netflix, Apple Music, and iFlix. This one comes from Zainal Abidin, who's actually my classmate. I don't know if you remember. So hi, Zainal.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, this is he subscribes to Apple Music and Netflix, mainly for entertainment purposes and support purchasing artist-related products, music, movies, etc. We have this from Henry Wong, who says Spotify and BFM Law, of course. Survival for long jam-filled journeys for a boredom-free motorist.
Boom. I mean, there's an awful lot out there. I mean, we know there is. Yeah. Popcorn Time's another one that's very popular amongst some people as well. You can get almost everything on there. Not that I'm encouraging you to go and download it, but it's available, you know. And this is, it becomes an issue when you have so much choice and you want to watch it all. We are that consumer generation. Yeah. You know, there has to be a way of being able to consolidate all of this stuff, like somebody has said. Eventually there will be. It's just, it's going to cost an awful lot of money, isn't it?
Look, it's very simple. Consumers will pay. We've paid for premium services before, and then when the cheaper ones came in, we paid for the cheaper ones because we need to save money. But then now it seems like the cheaper ones are just milking more money from us, and it's becoming a lot more expensive than the past.
Do you know what I don't like at the minute? These there's a TV show currently on Netflix, and this is a running theme through a lot of, like, the, I think, HBO as well, where they show a TV series for a period of time and then it disappears from the library.
Yes.
You know, like the limited TV shows. Let's say, for example, you wanted to go back and you wanted to watch, I don't know, Lost or something, you know, and you can't watch the first season anymore. You know, you can watch everything from like season 5, 6, 7, but what if you want to start at the beginning? You can't do that because they've removed it from the library.
You know why?
Well, go on, you tell me.
Yeah, so because Netflix has, they look at how many people watch from start to finish in a certain window. So that's how they cancel shows. So they came out and said that if they realize that not enough people are watching something from start to finish in this certain amount of time, like 6 months or 3 months or whatever, then they will remove that content from their catalog.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's nicely cleared up. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep contributing, folks, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Moving very quickly on to story number two. The creator of the internet is building a new internet, just for fun, because that's what it does, you know. So Tim Berners-Lee. So he's been developing this web platform. It's called Solid for several years with colleagues at MIT through a new company called Inrupt, guided by the principle of, quote, personal empowerment through data. It gives users the choice to decide where their data, including photos, address book, message history, music library, documents, is stored, and means that they can be easily accessed in one place instead of through various apps and systems like WhatsApp, Google Drive, Spotify, etc. He has said that the current web has evolved into an engine of inequity and division, and it's been swayed by powerful forces who use it for their own agendas. This is Sir Tim Berners-Lee and not Luke Skywalker. He then goes on to say, Solid changes the current model where users have to hand over personal data to digital giants in exchange for perceived value. As we've all discovered, this hasn't been in our best interests. Solid is how we evolve the web in order to restore balance by giving every one of us complete control over data, personal or not, in a revolutionary way. He then goes on to argue that we're not asking for Google or Facebook's permission, we're just going to do it anyway. And then he had a little bit of a jibe later on at Mark Zuckerberg. So he said that he imagined Mark Zuckerberg was devastated that his creation has been abused and misused following the revelation that the company had inadvertently allowed third parties to harvest user data. But then he did add at the end of it, some days I have the same feeling, just saying. So he's created the internet, yeah. and it's been taken for a bit of a ride.
Yeah.
So he's having a jibe at them. The idea behind this, obviously, is not as simple as we think. Mm. It's basically built on the backbone of the current infrastructure that we already have, with the idea that they create like these little modules. You have your own module that follows you around on the internet, and you can choose how that module interacts with the rest of the web. So you can say, I don't want to share my picture. I don't want to share this, that, and the other. I don't see how it's going to be all that different.
So I like the idea. Imagine if you have like a passport.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
So
yes.
you have a passport that you go onto the internet, you show this passport, and then you are allowed to, you know, you can share what you want to share on certain sites and certain platforms and stuff. I like the idea. However, just like what he mentioned with all these big giants and stuff, you know, Google and Facebook and Microsoft and Amazon, Netflix, all these people, they will find a way of somehow not stopping this from happening, but just stopping this from going like mainstream itself, because it's big money. All
exactly,
these companies are, you know, Amazon is a $1 trillion company simply because the rise of the internet. Do you think that they'll go like, oh yeah, you know what? Everyone deserves, you know, full control of their data privacy, and you know, it's all up to you. We shouldn't be handling this. Here you go. Here's all your data, and let's start a new internet. They're not gonna do that.
Yeah. So that was what I was thinking. Like when he first made the internet, there was no Amazon, no Google, no Facebook and stuff. But now with these giants who literally control our world, what makes him think that they're going to allow him to do this? Because if they don't support his new platform, and if like the smaller guys go and support his platform, then immediately it's a
failure.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So now he has to fight with the people that he helped create
in
the first place. Like, he put there in the first place are the same people who won't let him come up with this new internet.
This is like Luke Skywalker.
There's a little bit more to this as well. Ooh. So he's developing this within MIT with a small team, of course. Mm. But for him and his team to roll it out, they're going to have to get funding from somewhere to be able to roll it out. Mm. Who do you think he's going to have to go to get funding?
Yeah.
Right? So we're talking about the people that have that amount of money are people like Mark Zuckerberg, the guys from Google. You know, maybe Elon Musk at some point. You know, somebody like that who
Elon Musk goes to Mars. So, you know, just let him go to Mars. Let's not get Elon touching the internet for now, right?
He's not on this planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
anymore. We need to keep him away from the internet as it is. He doesn't know
what to do.
He
needs to stay away from
the
internet.
He doesn't know how to behave when he's there.
Mm. Or what he could do is, if he gets funding from these people, then it goes back to square one. Because you go to Facebook and Facebook says, I want a certain stake in this. I want this much of resources pumped to whatever platform they are coming up with, like a new Facebook or new Instagram. Same thing with Amazon. If they say that they are funding it, why wouldn't they want Amazon to have like a share in this new platform?
So in a way, he created the monster that we are now facing. So it's like Luke Skywalker creating Kylo Ren.
Yes.
That's exactly what it's like. Yeah. You know, yes.
But you know what? I actually love Kylo Ren. I think he's a fascinating character. And if Google and Facebook and Microsoft and Amazon are all Kylo Rens, then like, you know, so be it. I love it. Like, yeah.
Jeff Sandy's love for Kylo Ren is not ending. Okay, we're going to move on to our next story in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, of course, we have been asking you to feedback regarding these streaming sites and, you know, streaming platforms. Which have you been using? Why did you choose to use them? Do we have any more tweets?
Yeah, so this comes from Kyrie, who says that he uses Amazon, Netflix, and iFlix. Amazon because of the Grand Tour, Netflix because initially House of Cards and Narcos, iFlix because I'm an online shopaholic. Aznita says that she has Netflix, iFlix, and Spotify. Netflix because it has a lot of variety and some good original content. iFlix because of the pricing and availability of local content. Spotify because I can't live without music and you can still listen to the music while using other apps. Zayed says that only online soccer live streaming.
A simple fella. Mm. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You remember when Spotify, you couldn't stream it whilst using other apps? Do you remember that?
No.
That's because you were never an Apple user, wasn't it? Yeah, it was so annoying. You know, you had to sit there and you just stare at the screen. You're like, but I have a phone call coming in. What am I supposed to do?
I remember when Spotify had ads. So I used it for like a week. It had ads and it gave me all the reason to go premium.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to listen to these things anymore. Premium.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Right, we're going to take a short break. Music coming up right now. It is Pat Benatar with Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Keep feeding back 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Which streaming services are you using and why do you use them? You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.